All right. Well, welcome to season two recap of the And I Quote podcast. It has been a dynamic couple of months. So many things have happened. So many interesting guests. Brian, what's been some of your favorite parts?
My goodness, you're putting me between a rock and a hard
place. I put you on the spot.
You did. Spotlight. I would say we had two episodes that resonate with me. One was Summer Lloyd from Sagacious. I said it right. She was opening her own agency, but this is her second career after being a firefighter for a good number of years.
Wow.
She had an injury on the job, which took her away from that, but she still knew that she still wanted to find something to do to take care of customers. So she opened up her own agency, and she was just a breath of fresh air. Just a phenomenal, educated, just headstrong individual. Reminded me actually a lot of yourself, because she actually had a program that she works with women in the workplace in terms of finding different opportunities for them to grow in your career. So she was very Anne Boger adjacent, very parallel.
Well, you know what? As you say that, I had a really fantastic conversation with V&A in Florida, who's also running her own agency, that built a career for herself, really based off of her connection to her own local community and her own social media. And she, you know, we had a whole conversation about like, what does it mean to be a business owner and to just use your own personality, your own sense of self to be the brand of your business. And, you know, she was like, I can't like rock a suit. Nobody would take me seriously. That's not who I am, right? So I just have to be my own authentic self and know that that's what actually brings value to the business. And it sounds like a really a good pair between the two of them in terms of just women rocking the insurance agency.
Just love it. Just love it. And being comfortable in your own skin too, right? A big part of what we do at Coterie here is that, you know, we want everybody to be their unique selves. And that's what just makes us a little bit different, here. So, you know, let's recap on not only what the episodes were, but all of these new exciting things that have been going on in the world of Coterie. There was something pretty awesome that you spoke about earlier in the season, right?
Yeah, I actually had the pleasure of having some of our own colleagues on as guests. We talked to Paul and Pete, the heads of our data and insurance teams, respectively, on our Simply Bind experience, which really dramatically changed how we quote business owners insurance here at Coterie. You can now put in a name and an address, you know, while you're at the restaurant, pop it in on your phone and you'll get a quote. And sometimes when I say that to people, they don't believe me. They kind of laugh like, yeah, whatever. But no, it actually is the name of the business, the address of it, hit the button. And a couple of seconds later, you have a fully bindable quote because they've just built such an amazing series of data models on the back end to help understand what that business is, and then give you, the agent, and the business owner the opportunity to correct, update, evolve what we think we know about the business to be fully accurate. And then you just hit go and you're done. And it's just been really phenomenal to watch that spread across all of our partners and see how people respond to just how quickly insurance can be sold.
Yeah. I mean, it once again, kind of stemming in terms of the whole idea of InsurTech, which is our company, right? Finding ways to leverage these two different things, this old rickety ship that's insurance, and then this new fandangle speedboat that's technology, right? Finding a way to kind of get them together, right? Integrate, right?
And what I love about it is that it's not saying like, oh, now there's no process for defining it. It's actually saying, let's get rid of all the annoying paperwork back and forth with the underwriter, you know, that takes a couple of days. That means that you as the agent have to say like, oh, I'll get back to you. And instead you can just spend time with the business owner right then and there saying like, what really matters to you? What are your risks? I think these are certain things about your business. Is that all true? And then you're done right there. And like your credibility as an agent has just skyrocketed because you've been able to serve your customer right then and there and build that relationship, which is the core of what this podcast has always been about, right? Is about connecting with people. So that was really just dynamic to watch come alive.
Beautiful. Loving it. Any other points or any other episodes resonated with you in season two?
Well, you know, I was going to say we were able to have on some of our partners. So I had a really great conversation with James at Breeza. We've been working with them for quite some time. And, you know, other just folks in the industry also doing really amazing things, getting to talk about that combination, right, of insurance and technology and integrations that people build. As an industry, we're building a whole network that together is sort of transforming what the industry looks like. And that was just a really fun conversation to be part of, and to be able to highlight some of those awesome partnerships was just a pleasure.
Thinking about it from that standpoint, you said kind of building relationships. It's so funny how big the insurtech world is, but then how small it is, uh-huh. how cyclical uh-huh. it is in terms of people that we've worked with in the past that are now working in different companies, and now we are working with them as a vendor, right? Similar to another conversation yeah. I had with Cody Eddings over in Snap Refund in season two here. He and I crossed paths from LinkedIn, which is where a lot of us get our networking from. And yep. It was a pretty awesome conversation to have with him and to kind of see what different things he is doing. He had a program that he's setting up to assist dental claims and getting them paid quicker. Like, who wakes up in the morning and says, hey, dental claim, you got to make it quicker. Now, not to say that it's not a need. It is. But I'm loving yeah. that he's looking at it from a different standpoint and trying to once again find a way to progress something that's old, right? That could, there's yeah. a way that we can do it better. We can improve that process. Isn't that great?
You know, I've had some really interesting conversations on and off the podcast in the last couple of months, just about, you know, how the insurance industry is growing and changing and can be doing better. And, you know, we were together just a little over a month ago at an all Coterie team event in Utah, right as a hurricane was hitting Florida. And, you know, for all of those people who are impacted, that's real serious, really serious business. And you know, you as a member of the claims team, I was so impressed by the extent to which it was, well, we've identified everybody that we can find who we believe was in the storm's path. We've reached out to them to make sure they know if they had a claim they need to file, we are there for them, right? And, you know, and it's that value of what insurance is really there for, right? And, you know, that's where Cody's saying, how do we get the dentist paid faster? It's all connected, right? To sort of what's the actual value of insurance, right? Which is when, unfortunately, something happens, like you're in the path of a hurricane, how can we get your business up and running again as quick as possible? So to me, that just sort of brought home why we do what we do just in the last month.
Yeah, no, totally. And to that point, anybody who has been affected by Hurricane Ian, positive vibes mm-hmm. to you. Hopefully everything works out. And obviously, if you are a part of the Coterie family, the Coterie contingent, please reach out and let us know what we can do to assist you in your time of repair. But speaking about the claims, I just want to kind of get a little plug in here, if you don't mind. A couple of us from the claims team, four of us, myself included, we're going to be going to Chicago at the Connected Claims event the beginning of November. So if any of our listeners are going to be at that event, you want to speak at one of our panels or speak to us at one of our panels, one of the things that we'll be speaking to over here, please feel free to reach out. I would love to grab a couple of moments, grab a coffee and talk claims. We'll nerd out forever on claim stuff. But
am I correct that you're wearing a Coterie Claims t-shirt right now? Do you have matching t-shirts over in that team? Look at that.
I won't allude to that. I'll neither confirm nor deny.
Oh, that's true. Well, you know, teamwork is so important, especially when you work all across the country, like so many of us do these days. So I really enjoy working with you, Brian. I'm really glad we're able to do this podcast together. And that season two had such a fantastic mix of people and topics. And as always, we love to connect with our Coterie and InsurTech community writ large. So really looking forward to reconnecting with all of you. If you're going to be at same place as Brian, don't be shy. And stay tuned for more news from Coterie. And take care, everyone.
Dang, sounds good to me. And pleasure working with you as well, my friend. But that's season two, AIQ. Take care, folks.
Thank you for listening to And I Quote, a podcast focusing on telling the stories of agents, brokers, partners, and small business owners. And I Quote is brought to you by Coterie Insurance. Coterie is available across the nation and is creating a product that brings our partners speed, simplicity, and service. Through our new Simply Bind experience on the Coterie dashboard, you can get a quote by answering two questions.
And seriously, we will do the rest for you because relationships matter. Take a look at our show notes for more information and news.